Next is old business and 40,000 gallon water tank. Last meeting, Dale said that he was going to contact some contractors that he knew. Unfortunately, they're not available right now. Is that correct, Ben?
That's what he says.
Okay. So we may have to continue to limp along, and if we seem to have any problems with quality of water, which has not been the case, or flow restrictions, we'll have to address those. Perhaps we may have to put some additional filters to that may capture any debris.
Well, John, let me ask Paul and Vance are on the phone that I think are the only ones that maybe have seen that or been in the tank. Are we to the point where we're really in danger of having contaminated water? I mean, you know, we're good to run through the summer without the tank or anything rusting through. Are we flaking so much stuff in it that it's going to really be dangerous?
Paul, do you want to take it or do you want me to take it? He must still be on mute. There's a primer. Ben, there's a primer in the tank. It's a tan color. It's underneath the epoxy. Last time I looked in there, it was holding up pretty well. But the issue is, and as long as our tests come back okay, I guess it's a non-issue, is that the primer is not NSF rated, you know, to be in contact with drinking water. And that's the thing.
Okay. Well, that's where I think, you know, based on what Dale said, if we just, you know, be careful and watch it, we're testing the water, maybe we take the money we budgeted this year and still set it aside so that, you know, sometime towards this fall, so that if it is over that amount, we would, you know, quickly be able to get somebody paid, possibly out of some of next year's budget. But, yeah, at this point, we're not going to get it fixed before people are occupying cabins. We'll just have to, you know, work on it.
Wait until fall. Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody just keyed in?
It was me. I told you I was here, and then my phone shut off.
Okay. Just checking.
Sorry.
Okay.
So as long as we're diligently doing our water testing, and they're saying, now, of course, all they're checking for, you know, on most of these is bacteria. They won't be checking for, like, chemicals. You know,
right.
So just be aware of that.
So if it tastes bad, let us know.
as bad as it is, my guess is it's still quite a bit as good or better than a lot of the small communities in southern Utah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll agree with that based on some of the stuff I've seen.
Okay.
Yeah.
My question to you, the board, is do we want to test more frequently?
I think we're okay.
Yeah, I think what we're doing, I mean, something's not going to just all of a sudden break out.
Well,
you know,
and the test that we're doing, which is just bacteria, won't show chemical interactions with that liner anyway. You would have to do a full suite of tests, which is a lot more expensive.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I think it's okay for a little while.
Yeah, as long as no one's getting sick, we're fine.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, that's where we're at. And like I say, this has been this tank has been a problem, I mean, as far as the integrity of the inside for several years now. So if no one's, I mean, we seem to limp by okay, so let's just keep it, and if we get some additional monies and we can, at the end of the season, do it, let's do it as soon as we can, obviously.
Yes.
Okay, the next section on old business is the Terrell Johnson Memorandum of Understanding and the Agricultural Progress. My question is to Linda. Did we get that signed document back from Terrell Johnson?
It's back and on file.
Okay. Do you have it readily available or anything?
I can get it. Do you want it?
Yes, please.
Okay.
When you get it, just let me know. I'm going to go on to the next. Well,
that's fine.
The next item is Lee Note, Backcountry Horsemen's Association. I have nothing new to say on that at this time.
Okay.
I have to get back with you on that.
Okay.
Number four, cabin reservations. How are they doing?
That's me too.
That's you too.
Yeah.
Cabin reservations are doing well. With every newsletter that we send out, I send a pitch out. My Bams can tell you, come on down. We're waiting to see you. We sure want you to come. My husband who does four-wheel drive tours out on the ranch. You can ask Nancy about this. He stops at the ranch and has lunch there, and he pitches the cabins. And, in fact, we have a couple of ladies that are probably going to come out in September and stay in the cabins because of one of his tours. But they're not full by any means, but the first 2 weeks are nearly full. And we have another month in that it's nearly full. And, I think the newsletters are really getting people interested in the ranch again. And that's good. As far as people from outside coming and staying, we have a few of those. And there's folks that are pitching that, too. So hopefully we'll have more reservations as the year goes on.
Okay.
Now, the one that arrived tonight is a local couple that came out from Kanab that wanted to go out there with their family because they couldn't go any further. And they're not members. They are using one of the members' stays, though, and they're just spending one night out there. But they're excited about going out. So.
Oh, good. Excellent. They did pay a reservation fee, though, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I have the contract.
The John. Okay.
Oh, okay, you have that? Okay. Oh, just for the board members to hear and just so it's posted on our website, would you mind going over that line by line for me and just read that letter, okay?
This letter? Well, who's that?
Hello.
Dustin.
Hi.
Welcome,
oh,
Dustin.
Oh, you're in. Good.
Okay, thanks for joining us.
Go ahead
and read that for us, and so that we get so that everyone knows what was agreed to. Okay.
This is a letter of this is a memo of our understanding as to our relationship between Deer Springs Ranch Owners Association and the Johnson family. We are pleased with the cooperative effort between your family and the DSROA in working together on agricultural projects at Deer Springs Ranch. The following bullets compromise the agreement between DSROA and the approved by the Board of Directors. Approximately 400 acres of land has been made available for agricultural production. The term of agreement is for 2 years. October 2008 is considered a trial project. At the conclusion of the trial period, an extension will be carefully considered if both parties are in agreement. All water rights are given during this period, and all water is from rainfall, dry farming. The irrigation may be made available for crop production, and the Johnson family may assist in the improvement and restructuring of irrigation systems that may benefit their efforts in Deer Springs Ranch. Management and committee approval will be required. No cash flow from crop production is expected to be paid to Deer Springs Ranch Owners Association during 2009 and 2010 farming seasons. The Johnsons are to cover all necessary expenses and are entitled to all products and cash flow from their farming effort during this period. DSROA benefits from the agreement will be aesthetic and furthering its water rights. Johnson family will hold DSROA harmless and assumes all liability for its operations at Deer Springs Ranch. Dale Clarkson and Paul Brayton, committee members, have been asked by DSROA to assist your efforts when needed. Johnsons may, with equipment, remove brush, prepare soil beds, plant, cultivate, and harvest all crops planted under this agreement. Limited housing accommodations will be considered for the Johnsons' use at the ranch. Additional acreage may be made available for farming after review and consideration by both parties. DSROA appreciates the efforts that you have made thus far and is looking forward to an excellent, profitable relationship in the future. It is signed John Southwick, Dale Clarkson, and Terrell Johnson.
Good.
Okay. Thank you, Linda. I appreciate that. Is there any question or any thoughts on that?
Yeah, John. It's Ed Belinsky. How are you?
Good, Ed.
Good. Yeah, I noticed that it's going to be determined by management and committee approval to continue on after 2 years. Why was the board?
Management is the board.
Yeah, we need to make sure that that's specified
management
as board
is,
of directors.
I would prefer a board of directors instead of management committee.
I look at, there is no other management outfit there. And it's not just, I mean, it's not Paul. Paul's not the manager. He's a caretaker. And that's my fault because I drafted it. And so I know what I meant when I meant management was the board. Because we are the managers of the ranch.
Right. It does not bind us to do it. It just says it will be considered. Obviously, that's still got to come back before board approval.
It has to come before the board.
It says the following approved by the board of directors. You're covered.
We approved this last year.
Well, I mean, anything's happening.
Right.
You have a hold harmless clause in there.
Well, I put, why is that in there?
No, is there one?
Yeah.
I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
I didn't hear a hold harmless clause.
Linda, would you read that bullet?
We missed that part. My phone kind of faded out a little bit, so there
it
was
a
hold harmless clause in there.
It says that they will not hold the board responsible for their loss or damage. Do you have that there, Linda?
Johnson family will hold DSROA harmless and assumes all liability for its operation at Deer Springs Ranch.
Okay, sounds great.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we got that signed, and I just wanted to make sure that everyone knew. I mean, it's things that we've discussed through the board meetings, but now that it's in writing and it's signed, I just wanted to review it, I mean, one more time. Okay. Any other questions about that? Okay, if not, then I'll move on.
We have delinquent assessments.
Delinquent assessments, yeah, and Linda, you mentioned
kind of
that.
Reported that already.
Yeah. Okay, forest access. I spoke with the forest representatives, and so has Ben on numerous occasions. Ben, would you kind of give us a synopsis of where we're at now?
Well, the latest that we, bottom line, when we found out they had already slated and written it in their plan to close the gate at the DSR gate up through the forest year-round to any public people, only allowing BLM or Forest Service employees on it. And so they were willing to amend it, and we still haven't seen that, but they left it by Mr. Call. My notes say that they will plan to leave it, quote, open to all. If Deer Springs locks the gate, then they will lock their gate. So basically they are still, they'll write this plan, which is still open to the local Panguitch office for implementation, and if we do want to lock the gate during deer hunt season or a certain period of time, then they said that they would honor whatever we wanted as far as dates, how many dates and what dates would be locked, that possibly they would still put a gate up on the top and lock it during that time so that they don't want Deer Springs to have an exclusive use to it. And I, we went through hours of arguing where I said, look, if you put a gate out on, right now there's no exclusive use. We're not locking anybody off the forest. They can still come around on the public access and access every square inch of the forest. We've only locked our gate at time to protect our right of maintaining the private road and sometime during necessary, hunting season or different things. But that has been quite a bit less. Anyway, they're still, we're planning on putting a gate out on top, and so that it would, they would lock it. And I just don't want to have it where they're locking their gate and even those that we, that DSROA that use it or those people that can get through there. One thing that's later on the agenda was this ATV contract, that they came to our board and talked about. They came and talked to me and said, hey, we are licensed as a guide on the forest. If the forest locks us off, where you guys have now tried to start working with us to give us permission to come up through there just to access the forest, then if the forest is locked, then it was a problem. So anyway, I think that right now we have a resolve. We just we still need to follow up and get a copy of whatever is written. And I tried to get it before they approved it, and he said, no, it's not for public comment. The public comment period has already passed. I'm not sure where they took it through public comment, but the county commissioner was the one that called me. And if he hadn't called, you know, they would have just gone ahead and closed it. So anyway, it was a close call. I think that we got it headed off where now we will keep it where that road can stay open for our use and others.
Ben?
Yes.
I need to bring in here this so you guys are aware. I spoke to the BLM a week ago Monday, and according to the BLM, the Forest Service says the roads are open, and the monument plan is going to close them. So I don't know where it's going to come if we don't stand up against this road closure on the RS-2477. According to the monument plan, they're going to do away with those RS-2477s, which gives us no access. We need to further discuss this, probably not at this meeting because it's going to be long, but I really need to go over this with some of you.
Yeah, no question. This is the beginning of a long time battle on some of these roads that are now starting to affect even the private property. And so I think that that's one thing, as we get a functioning road committee that understands and keeps, on top of this.
I have a question.
This is a major thing for us. Major.
I have a question. This is John Harris.
John.
Hi, John.
It's my understanding that they think that we're locking people out there. That's the reports that they're getting, and maybe it's because they see a chain that's drip hung over there that has locks on it, and although it's really not locked. And that is what aggravated them and decided that, they'll just close us all off since we're using it as a private drive to get up to. My question is this: should we, in order for people who come up there and see a chain that's there and assume that it's locked, we have there's signs around that says please close gates behind you. If we put up a sign there faced both ways towards the forest and towards our property that says please close gates behind you for livestock reasons. If anybody saw that, I would think that they would assume that the gates
close the road.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. And another thing would possibly just remove the chain and locks from those gates, and like say just leave it to where, and only put them out there when we do intend.
Yeah, I would say put a bail on it like you would any other fence that would slip over.
Yeah.
Because I think that some people go up there and they just don't look. They assume and then they go complain.
Right.
And
I tried to convince him of that, and explain some of that. I told him we have wanted to maintain. It's posted up there, and historically, I think the law that we've tried to honor was we had to have it locked 2 days a year. I said if that was locked January 1st and 2nd of every year, years like this year, it was snowed in, nobody was going through it anyway, and we protect that right until the DSRA decide whether they want to, open it to the public or how they want to handle it. Because I didn't want to speak for the association or the board. I was just trying to feel him out. They are convinced that, we only use it, and I once I had talked to him and said, look, we've always allowed, people to stop in the ranch house and get a key. We're not trying to get, we do need somehow to protect our right. But that's where there's been, and this is a big problem, as we have more and more members going to the BLM and going to the Forest, he's the one that said, well, we're doing it to help you guys. And I said, well, I'm not sure that any of us see it that way. And he said, oh, yeah, we've had several Deer Springs members call us and say that they have their place vandalized and different things, so we're just going to lock it off. And I said, well, that I don't think anybody is in favor of locking us off of our access to the forest year-round just because we've had some vandalism or we've had some issues up there. We have talked about and have got to get a comprehensive plan of how do we maintain some privacy, but at the same time not make it so dysfunctional that none of us can use it. And so we will move forward, but I think that you're right. We definitely, if Paul's not on the call, we need to make sure and get to Paul. We need to go up there and take all locks and all chains that are there and just get them out of the way, because Paul's even gone up, I know, in the last year, and somebody who knows who has put a chain and a lock around it and locked us out. And if that happens very many times, whether we do it or not, the Forest Service are going to blame us, and they're going to think we're playing games, and I don't want to come across that way because then they will just take a hard line against us.
I like John's idea about the sign.
Yeah, I think if we put signs and put a bail on there, and I don't think that we're going to have vandals come from that direction there. We're more likely to have them come up the other road there. And
right.
John, we
do not block anybody from coming out, and I think if we put up the signs and put that, we take some photographs of it and take it right to the powers to be and say, here you are, here's our proof that we are not
workable.
Blocking people out here.
But
you know, we also have a liability too that if somebody gets hurt on our roads, I don't know about there, but in Utah, but in California, if somebody gets hurt on your property, they can sue you. But they're coming on anyway, you know, and it would be impossible to hold them out.
Well, I think we've done what we can do for now. Let's just follow through, make sure we don't have, locks up there, and we will then need to revisit it if we want to do any locking this fall during hunting season or something.
So do we want to have Paul make some signs and put them out there?
No, I think there should be some signs readily available. I'll make that mention to Paul to go ahead and research, get some signs and put out there, and to remove all locks and chains.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay. Me too. I agree.
And another on Ben's what he talked about is we need to get together a road committee and really address this issue. Shauna and Ben, are you willing to be part of that?
I am at this point.
Okay. Awesome. Ben?
Sure.
Okay. And of course I'm glad to be on that too, to help out wherever I can. Okay?
Okay.
Anyone else interested in being on the roads? We can have Paul on there too.
I will help out any way that I can. I'm a long ways from there, but let me know what I can do.
Okay.
Hey, thanks, John.
Okay, and so if we need to draft letters, Donna, or if we need,
I'll tell you, I know some things we got to do, so that'd be super.
Let's shoot, give me some email, let's communicate by email.
Okay.
And let's stay on top of this one, okay?
We need to, okay.
We need to, I agree with you. I'm sure we all agree on that. All right, thank you. Okay, so that pretty much covered old business.